哈利路亚！奉主的圣名，在这边跟我们的弟兄姐妹一起来守安息日。
Hello, in the name of Jesus Christ, I share this Holy Sabbath day with everyone.
我们今天早上要用圣经里面一个很有名的君王他的事迹来做我们上下午的学习的题目跟勉励。
This morning we would like to share a very famous story and from a very famous king.
圣经里面有许多很出名的人物。
In the Bible there are many famous characters.
甚至有的人物不管是不是基督徒，他都知道。
That even though they are not Christians, we all know them.
在这众多有名的人物里面，有一个人名叫所罗门。
Amongst all these characters, there is one person named Solomon.
那个认识他的人知道他是圣经里面记载有名的君王。
People who recognize this name know that he is a very famous king in the Bible.
不读圣经的人至少知道他是一个非常有钱的人呐。
People who don't read the Bible know at least that he is a very rich person.
所以历史上有所谓的所罗门王的宝藏哦。
And there are treasures.Throughout history of Solomon,
是数百年来很多人不断想尽办法要去寻找、要去获得的。
And it's been thousands of years, and people have been treasure hunting.
因为所罗门是历史当中最有智慧的君王之一。
For he is one of the wisest kings in history.
同时他也是历史当中最富有的君王之一。
He is also one of the richest kings in history.
所以圣经在形容他们那个年代。
And when the Bible describes that age,
说银子好像地上的石头一样不值钱啊。
Silver was as common as rocks.
那这个所罗门是大卫王的儿子哦。
Solomon is the son of King David.
大卫是我们所熟悉的对象。
David is a character we are very familiar with.
大卫是一个神所喜悦的人。
David is a person who is well loved by God.
也是一个非常会打仗的君王。
He is also very good at battles.
所以在大卫的年代，东征西讨的打下了大片的疆土。
And during the reign of David.He defeated all the lands and conquered it.
但国家真正强盛却是到他儿子所罗门的手上。
And when the kingdom was very strong, it fell into the hands of his son.
对外有强盛的军队。
And he had a very strong army.
对内有非常兴旺的贸易。
And inside the city,
commerce.
And there was a very strong commerce.
所以因为这样子，所以所罗门成为一个又强大又富有的君王。
Because of all this, he became King Solomon was a very strong and rich king.
圣经当中特别又形容到所罗门的智慧啊。
The Bible also describes the wisdom of Solomon.
说以前没有像他的，以后可能也没有啊。
That there is no one.Before like him, and there will be no one after him.
当所罗门刚刚承接王位的时候
，When King Solomon took over the kingdom,
有一天晚上神向他显现啊。
There was a night when God appeared to him.
他就做了一个梦神就对所罗门说
，And he had a dream, and God said to Solomon,
说所罗门你要什么，你求什么，我就给你啊。
And God asked him, Solomon, what do you want? What do you want? I will give you.
这个梦真的是个好梦啊。
And this is a very good dream to have.
我们好希望我们有一天晚上也能够做这个梦啊。
We all hope that one night we can have this dream too.
如果有一天晚上哇，你做梦梦到神来跟你讲话哦。
If one night we dream that God has come to talk to us.
然后说你要什么啊？来跟我讲，我给你啊。
And he asked us, well, I will give you what you want. What do you want?
如果是我们，我们会怎么回答？
If it was us, what would we, how would we answer?
神曼哈顿公寓三间就好了。
And you would say, God, only three houses in Manhattan is good enough.
我要的真的不多啊。
I don't want much.
所以有时候我们到底要什么？
And at times we need to think, what do we truly want?
如果今天神真的出现问我们我们到底要怎么回答？
If in truth God appeared to us today, what would we answer?
所以当神向所罗门出现说，所罗门你要什么？你可以向我求啊。
And when when God appeared to Solomon and asked him what he wanted,
结果所罗门就回答说，主求你赐给我智慧啊。
And as a result, Solomon replied, God, please give me wisdom.
为什么要求智慧呢？
Why does he ask for wisdom?
所罗门说，你看我有这么多的百姓要管理。
And Solomon he said that he had so many people to take care of.
你看我的年纪还这么幼小。
And he said he is just a youth.
如果没有神你赐给我的智慧，我要怎么样来管理这些百姓呢？
If I don't have this wisdom from you, how can I take care of all this people?
圣经里面讲说神非常的喜悦啊。
And the Bible describes that God is very pleased.
他说所罗门你也没有为自己求财富。
And God said you did not plead for your own wealth.
你也没有为自己求长寿。
You did not ask for a long life.
更没有为自己求很兴盛，把敌人全部打跑。
And you did not ask for victory over your enemies.
你只求有智慧管理你的百姓。
You only ask for wisdom to take care of your people.
所以神对他说这个智慧我要大大的给你啊。
And God said this wisdom I will greatly give you.
同时你没有求的我也都要给你啊。
And all of these things that you have not requested I will still give you.
因此神赐给所罗门智慧，让他 成为历史上最有智慧的君王。
Therefore, God gave him this wisdom that made him the very famous king in history.
能够有很多智慧的判断跟智慧的引导。
To have many wise decisions.
那我们今天早上来看一下所罗门所断的一个案子啊。
And today we would like to take a look at a case of a judgment by
Solomon. 从这当中我们看到神所赐给所罗门的智慧。
And from this case we see the wisdom God has given to Solomon.
更能够看到在这当中过程当中我们可以学习的榜样啊。
Furthermore, we can learn many things from this example.
我们请翻到列王记上的第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 3.
列王记上的第三章
First King chapter 3
第十六节
Verse 16
列王记上的第三章的第十六节
First Kings chapter 3 verse 16
十六节一至有两个妓女来站在王的面前十七
17
一个说我主啊我和这个妇人同住一房她在房中的时候我生了一个男孩十八
18
我生孩子的时候我生孩子后第三天这妇人也生了孩子我们是同住的除了我们两人以外没有其他人了十九
19
夜间这妇人睡着的时候压死了她自己的孩子二十
20
她半夜起来趁着我睡着从我怀边从我旁边将我的孩子抱去放在她的怀里将她的死孩子放在我怀里二十一
21
天要亮的时候我起来要给我的孩子吃奶不料孩子死了直到天亮我细细查看不是我所生的二十二
22
这妇人说不然活孩子是我的死孩子是你的那妇人说不然死孩子是你的活孩子是我的他们在王面前如此的争论啊，那这个是很有名的一段所罗门所判的一个案子啊。
And here is a very famous case of a judgment of Solomon
啊，但是其实这个案子是一个很悲惨很可怜的案子
But in actuality this case was very is full of sorrow
啊，它是发生在两个很可怜的女人身上
It occurred on two very pitiful women
啊，在这里说这两个女人是妓女
It describes these two as prostitutes.
哦，那所以啊，在这里一开始就点明了他们的身份。
And it describes with them with their status.
啊，是被人所瞧不起的妓女。
That there are people who are the harlots who are looked down upon.
啊，但是为什么这两个女人会成为妓女呢
？And why is it that these women become harlots?
啊，圣经里面并没有明确的写出它的原因呢、啊。
The Bible does not describe how they became this.
啊，但是在当时那个年代跟我们现在并不一样。
But that time period and our time period now is very different.
在那个时候，女人是没有工作的。
During that period, women did not have jobs.
啊，所以女人需要靠男人她的丈夫来养活
and women needed to rely on their husband
啊，如果失去了她的丈夫
if they had lost their husband
啊，她唯一的盼望就是她的孩子
then their only hope is in their sons
啊，希望她的孩子能够养活她
and they hope that their children can raise them
啊，所以孩子是她们唯一的盼望
their children are the only hope for them
啊，但是在这里这两个女人都生了一个儿子
and here in this case two women they both gave birth to sons
啊，但是这其中的一个的孩子却死了
But one of the sons had died.
啊，所以啊，我们在这里看到啊，这里面的这两个女人啊，命运很悲惨。
We see that their fates are very pitiful.
啊，她们不是自愿成为妓女的。
They do not willingly become harlots.
而是生活所逼，活不下去的。
But rather they're forced by life circumstances.
啊，她们不是乞讨，就是成为妓女。如果失去她们先生，失去了丈夫的供给哦。
If they had lost their husband, then they had no choice.
啊，那所以啊，我们在这里看到的是一对的可怜人。
Here we see a set of very pitiful people
来到所罗门面前来要求一个公道啊
They come before Solomon for
justice 好，所以我们在这里可以看到有几件我们值得思考的事情
And here we see some things that we need to consider
啊，第一，这两个妓女是在所罗门面前寻求一个公义的
First is that these two women come before Solomon for justice
啊，就像我们所讲啊，这妓女啊，跟国王的身份差距太大了
And we see that their status of a harlot and a king is very far
啊，所以啊，两个如此卑微的女人却能够站在所罗门面前听审
And for these two women to come before the king
而且被所罗门王所重视亲自给他们判决
And they are able to even get the case seen by Solomon.
告诉我们第一件事情啊。
It tells us one thing.
啊，就是我们今天在做一些判断的时候哦。
That when we are making judgments.
不要因为对方的身份而给予而失去了尊重。
We should not make judgments based on someone else's status and lose the respect for them.
不要瞧不起别人而失去了公义。
We should not look down upon people and lose our justice.
我们看利未记的第十九章的第十五节啊。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 19 verse 15.
利未记的第十九章第十五节。
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 15.
15节
15.
你们施行审判，不可行不义，不可偏护穷人，也不可重看有势力的人，只要按着公义审判你的邻舍。那在这里是神所特别吩咐以色列百姓。
And here God specifically told the Israelites.
他说你们今天在审判的时候
when you do judgment,
必须要公义啊。
You need to have justice.
特别在这里讲到说不可偏护穷人啊。
Here it specifically describes you shall not be partial to the poor.
我们通常都说不要偏袒有钱人。
We often say we should not be partial to the rich.
总是觉得说有钱人好像比较坏。
We think that people who are rich are bad.
好像有钱人会欺负穷人。
That the rich people would pick on the poor.
但是在这里圣经特别讲哦。
But here the Bible describes.
他说你不要偏护穷人啊。
You shall not be partial to the poor.
因为公义不会随着一个人有钱或贫穷来改变。
For justice will not change a person's status whether or not they are poor or rich.
所以不管对方是什么身份。
It doesn't matter what their status is.
不管对方拥有什么财富。
It doesn't matter how much wealth they have.
都要凭公义做审判。
We should always use justice as judgment.
所以在这里我们看到所罗门第一个给我们的表现。
So here we see the first example that Solomon has set for us.
就是他没有因为这两个女人的身份而瞧不起他们。
That he didn't look down upon these two women because of their status.
仍然给他们审判。
But rather he gave them judgment.
仍然给他们公义。
He gave them righteousness.
所以我们今天在教会里面做事情。
And today when we're doing things in church.
或者是我们在生活上面处理事情。
When we're figuring out when we're doing things in our life.
也要避免一个人的偏见啊。
We need to avoid partiality.
我们有时候会很主观，我们有时候很主观，很 subjective 哦，很 very subjective。很主观哦。
Times are very subjective.
我们总是觉得用自己的判断来判断事情。
We often use our own thinking to make decisions.
可能看到某个人就说这个人这么好，一定会信耶稣。
When we see certain people, we think, oh, this person is very good. He'll believe in the gospel.
看到另外一个人就觉得说，你看这个人抽烟喝酒赌博，样样都来，这个人一定下地狱啊。
But when you see other people, they drink and they smoke, and you would say this person is definitely going to hell.
算了，不要浪费时间，不要救他。
And you would just say, forget about it. I mean,
却不知道说神是不凭外貌来判断人的。
But we should know that God does not judge a person based on their outer appearance.
所以在这里我们看到一个妓女仍然能够受到所罗门王的重视。
Here we see that even a harlot is able to receive the attention of King Solomon.
所以我们一个人如果能够谦卑的来到神的面前。
When a person is able to humble themselves and come before God.
或许我们过去有犯了很多的错误。
Perhaps we have made many mistakes in the past.
或许我们过去住在黑暗里面。
Perhaps we have lived in the dark before.
但是只要一个人肯真正诚心的来到王的面前。
But if a person is willingly to come before the king,
王就要给你审判，给你公义啊。
Then the king will give you judgment and right justice.
这是我们所学到的第一件事情。
This is the first thing we learned.
我们继续往下看啊。
Let's continue to read.
我们看二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
二十一节。
21.
天要亮的时候，我起来给我的孩子吃奶，不料孩子死了。即使天亮，我细细查看，不是我所生的孩子哈。这里我们看到吧，这个女人这个妈妈
Here we see that this mother
她对她的孩子长什么样子，可以一下就分辨出来
She knows what her son looks like that when she took a look, she knew right away that it wasn't her son.
有生过小孩的妈妈都知道
And mothers who have born children all know.
那个小孩生完以后
After you have born the child.
你把它放到那个育婴室就是那个医院里面育婴室一大堆小朋友的地方
If you put them in the room where all the other children are.
其实有时候你不看牌子，你不知道哪一个是你的小孩
If you don't look at the labels, you won't know who your child is.
每个小孩长得都差不多
All the babies look the same.
那个新生的婴孩你们有看过
You have all seen newborn infants.
哇，红彤彤啊！
And they're all red, all over.
皱巴巴啊！
And they're wrinkled.
那我第一次看我。当我的女儿刚刚生出来的时候
When my daughter was first born.
哇我那时候很兴奋哇看到她生出来了。
At first I was very excited.
其实我第一个反我看到小那个小孩的第一个反应
But my first reaction when I saw the child.
就是哇怎么这么丑啊
How can it be so ugly?
怎么长得有点像猴子啊
How come it looks like a monkey?
真的那个新生的小孩全身皮肤都皱皱的
And newborn infants, they're all wrinkled.
其实每个小孩长得都差不多
In actuality, all babies look the same.
所以我都认我女儿的头发，因为她头发非常非常的多
I just know that my daughter has a lot of hair.
所以看她在那个什么那一堆小朋友那里去看这个头发最多的应该就是我女儿啦。
And amongst all the babies that are in the room, I know that my daughter is the one because she has long hair.
真的有时候就是这样那个其实新生儿很难判断的
And we know that newborn infants are very hard to find.
对爸爸来讲可能很难判断啊。
For a father, it is very hard to.
啊，但是对妈妈来说就不是这样子了啊。
But for a mother, is a different case.
妈妈一眼就能够看出说哪一个孩子是她的。
And mother can tell right away, which child is theirs.
就像这个妈妈一样啊。
Just like this mother here.
啊，这个孩子才刚生出来而已啊。
This child has only been born.
哦，但是她却能够一下就分辨出这孩子不是我的。
She knew right away that this child was not hers.
哦，所以她对那个孩子的各种的样式、他的长相、他的各种特色啊，都非常非常清楚啊。
She's very familiar with the features of her child.
那这是我们第二个，我们看到这里给我们的学习啊。
This is the second teaching that we have.
哦，就是啊，一个好的母亲，她对她的孩子了若指掌，有深刻的认识啊。
That a mother can understand and deeply understand their children.
那一个好的工人对教会的信徒也应该要有了解啊。
And a good worker will have a deep understanding of the people in church.
哦，所以箴言二十七章告诉我们啊。
And the Proverbs chapter 27 tells us.
我们来看箴言的第二十七章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 27.
箴言二十七章。
Proverbs chapter 27.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
箴言的二十七章二十三节
，Proverbs chapter 27 verse 23。
啊，这里说你要详细知道你羊群的景况，留心料理你的牛群。那啊，在这里呢是啊，箴言里面给我们的一个教导。
Here is a teaching from the book of Proverbs。
啊，说要对你的羊群、对你的牛群要照料、要留心啊。
You need to know the state of your flocks。
啊，所以这样子的话，不只是给当时你所养的牛群、羊群来说。
This is not just spoken for the flocks。
也是对我们今天所有的父母亲、宗教教育的老师一样。
It is also spoken to all the parents and all the RE teachers。
啊，今天我们在养孩子啊。
Today when we're raising a child。
我们不是只要把他喂饱、有饭吃就可以啦。
We do not need。It's not just to make sure that they're full.
很多时候我们非常的忙。
At times we're very busy.
忙到最后我们连自己的孩子都不认识了。
That we're so busy to the point where we don't even know our child.
但有很多父母亲啊，哇，那个每天都在忙着工作哦。
Many parents are always busy working.
忙着工作赚钱养家。
They work very hard to raise the family.
啊，因为工作太忙，因为时间太少。
Because they have so little time.
哦，所以没有什么时间跟家人，没有什么时间跟孩子说话。
They don't have any time to spend with the children.
啊，所以我们常常看到那个社会新闻啊，那个报纸上面的社会新闻啊。
At times when we're reading the news.
啊，我会看到说啊，有些啊孩子啊，哇，抢劫啊，杀人啊。都被抓到了。
And some children would go steal or they would murder and they are all caught.
啊，当然是当他们被抓到之后，家里都不敢相信啊。
And once they are caught, their family members they cannot believe it.
啊，爸爸妈妈可能说不可能啊，我的孩子最善良的，个性最温和的。
Parents would believe that it cannot be because my child is so gentle.
我的孩子啊，连杀一只蚂踩一只蚂蚁都不敢啊。
That he can't even step on an ant.
他怎么可能去杀人呢
？How can he go murder people？
啊，是的，你的孩子连踩死一只蚂蚁都不敢。
It is true that your child cannot step on an ant.
但是那个是他小学一年级、二年级的事情啊。
But that was when he was in first grade.
啊，现在已经大学了。
But now he's in college.
你可能很多时间、很长的时间没有去了解他。
Perhaps there has been many times where you did not spend the time.
你已经很久没有坐下来好好跟他聊一聊。
You have not spent time talking to him.
你不知道他的生活。
You do not know his life.
你不了解他的朋友。
You don't understand his friends.
你不明白他心里的内心的忧虑跟创伤。
You don't know the hurt and the worries in his heart.
你只是觉得说我就是赚钱养家，赚钱养家，有给你钱，一切都好了。
You just think that as long as I make money and I raise the family, it is all good.
哦，所以我们缺乏了对孩子的认识。
And we lose the understanding of our children.
以致失去了引领孩子的机会。
And at the same time, we lose this chance to guide the children.
哦，所以在这里你看到这个女人啊。
And here we see this woman.
可以一眼判断说哪一个孩子是她的。
That from a first look, she knows that this child is not hers.
我们今天要做父母亲，要问问自己啊。
And as parents, we need to ask ourselves.
我们上一次跟我们的孩子促膝长谈，好好聊天是什么时候的事情？
When was the last time we truly had a good conversation with our child?
尤其是对一些新移民的家庭。
Especially for new immigrants.
你有了解到他们在这里所受到的文化冲击吗？
Do you understand the culture difference that they have here?
中不中，英不英，他们很难适从啊。
And Chinese is different from English and is very hard to adapt.
他们的朋友通通都在另外一个国家。
And all their friends are in a different country.
他们要面对一个完全不同文化的挑战。
They need to face a totally new culture.
啊，你不知道啊。
And you do not understand.
因为你不需要面对啊。
Because you do not need to face it.
哎，你的环境里面还是一样啊。
Because you're Your environment is still the same.
还是一样讲中文吃中餐啊。
It is still the same. You speak Chinese and you eat.
啊，工作的环境也全部都是讲中文啊。
And in your work environment, you all speak Chinese.
但是你的孩子必须要去学校。
But your children need to go to school.
所以很多时候父母亲不了解啊。
And many times parents do not understand.
为什么我们的小孩不想读书
？Why is it our children do not like school?
为什么我们的小孩常常翘课
？Why is that they avoid going to school?
啊，因为他必须要面对你所不了解的挑战。
It is because they need to face difficulties you have never faced.
如果这个时候又缺乏了家里的支持
，and if at this time they lose the support from their family,
他最后只剩下的就是逃避啦。
Then the only thing left is avoidance.
所以啊，在路加福音第二章里面讲哦
，in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2 it says.
我们来看一下路加福音的第二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 2.
路加福音的第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章的第四十一节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 41。
路加福音第二章四十一节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 41。
每年到逾越节，他的父母就上耶路撒冷去。四十二。
42。
当他十二岁的时候，他们按着节期的规矩上去。四十三。
43。
守满了节期，他们回去，孩童耶稣仍旧在耶路撒冷，他的父母。并不知道四十三
，43，
以为他在同行的人当中走了一天的路程，在他亲属和熟识人中间找他。所以啊，在这里啊，有一个妈妈把孩子弄丢了。
And here is a recordance of a mother who had lost her child.
很糟糕啊，这一对父母亲把主耶稣弄丢了。
And it was very bad because they had lost Jesus.
而且这里特别讲说，他们并不知道哎。
And here it records that they did not even know.
今天我们有多少父母亲是这个样子
？And how many parents today are like this?
孩子已经走丢了，你并不知道。
The children's already lost and you do not even.
是的，他天天都有回家了。
And even though they go home every day.
是的，他晚上睡在家里啦。
And yes, they do sleep at home every day.
但是他的心灵已经丢掉了，你知道吗
？But their heart has been already lost.
他跟你的关系已经越走越远了，你知道吗
？That their relationship is going farther and farther away from you.
他的信仰已经在失败的关键，你知道吗
？And their faith has been failing. And are you aware?
在这里说主耶稣不见了，他的父母却不知道啊。
Here says the Lord Jesus has been lost, and the parents are not even aware of it.
所以我们今天要谨慎啊。
And today we need to be alert.
我们为什么来美国
？Why do we come to America?
我们为什么要这么辛苦
？Why do we need to work so hard?
为什么从早工作到晚？
Why do we work from morning to night?
不就是希望给下一代一个更好的机会吗
？It is so that we can give the next generation a better chance.
所以你愿意咬牙忍受一切的苦
，and you're willing to bite your teeth and face all the suffering.
就是希望多赚一点钱，给家里更好的环境。
It is so that you can make some more money and give your family a better environment.
就是希望你的孩子将来有成就，不要像你一样这么辛苦。
It is so that you can give your child better hope to not be as to be like you.
啊，但是在我们这种努力辛苦拼命赚钱的当中
，but during this time when we're working so hard.
你有没有发觉到说你什么都做了，就是没有时间给你的孩子
？Are you aware that you have done everything except give your time to your children?
啊，到最后啊，你很努力的支撑这个家，但是孩子已经不在家中了，你都不知道。
That in the end you work so hard to support your family, but you don't even know that your child is not even home.
如同这一对父母一样
，just like this pair of mother and son.
说孩子不见了，他们却不知道啊。
That their child is missing and they're not even aware.
啊，他们以为啊在亲戚啊，在朋友那里啊。
They thought that he was with the family members.
啊，他们以为啊孩子永远都会这么乖啊。
And they thought that their child would always be good.
他们以为啊孩子啊永远都会听他们的话啊。
They thought that their child would always would listen to them.
却不知道孩子在这个社会的动荡当中要面对多少的压力。
But that they don't even know how much pressure that their child need to face in the society.
不知道孩子在学校被人家欺负。
They don't even know that their child is being picked on in school.
不知道孩子学习上面有困难
They don't know that their child has difficulties in studies
不知道孩子已经很想放弃了
They don't know that their child wants to give up
你以为他还很好
And you just think that they're very good
以为在亲戚跟同行人当中有别人照顾
You think that as long as their family members to take care of them
那所以今天我们有多少人陷在这种环境里面
And how many people today fall into this trap
以致亲子关系越来越恶劣但是却不知道原因在哪里
That the relationship between family members are becoming even worse
不要再一直赚钱啊
Don't just make money.
给他钱不会解决问题呀。
Giving the money to the children will not resolve the problem.
他所要的只是要你听听他说话而已啊。
What they truly want is just for you to listen to them.
所以我们看到有很多小孩呀，这样子跟父母说哦。
Many children tell to say this to their parents.
啊、他们的父母说、啊、我的孩子现在都不跟我讲话。
And many parents say,、my children do not talk to me.、
啊、不喜欢跟我沟通啊。
They don't like to communicate
with me. 你去问问孩子为什么。
And if you go ask the children why,
他们会告诉你啊。
They would tell you.
他说当我需要你的时候。
When I needed them.
你从来不没有时间给我。
They never gave me the time.、
啊、现在你要来找我了。
And now you're looking for me.
对不起，我没有时间给你啦。
I'm sorry, I do not have the time to give you.
我有自己的朋友啦。
I have my own friends.
我有生活空间啊。
I have my own time.
所以我已经习惯你的冷漠。
And I'm familiar with your coldness.
我已经习惯你的忽略了。
I'm familiar with your avoidance.
反正我已经在我的朋友那里找到我需要的了。
I've already found what I needed from my friends.、
啊、所以今天为什么亲子关系有时候很紧绷、很恶劣
？Why is it that relations between family, parents and children are very bad?
我们做父母今天要仔细想一想。
As parents, we need to think.
是不是孩子不见了你都不知道啊
？Is it that the children are already missing and you're not even aware?
那、啊、不见了怎么办呢
？And if they're missing, what do you do?
我们看四十五节啊、哦。
Let's look at 45.
路加福音的二章四十五节
Luke chapter 2 verse 45
他说既找不到就回耶路撒冷去找他
So when they did not find him they returned to Jerusalem seeking him
如果你今天找不到你的孩子
If you cannot find your children today
他虽然人在你的家中
Even though they're in your house
但是你已经看不懂他了
But you do not understand them
他虽然天天都回家
Even though they go home every
day 但是你发觉你跟他没有任何的话题可以聊
If you find that there's no common ground to talk about
虽然是亲子关系啊
Even though it is blood relations
啊，但是只是比陌生人好一点而已啊
It is just a little bit better than strangers
啊，那你要怎么办呢
Then what do you do?
永远不会太晚啊
It is never too late
在这里说你找不到他怎么办
And here it says when you can't find them what do you do?
请你回耶路撒冷啊
Then please return to Jerusalem
你可以在圣殿当中把你的孩子重新找回来
You can find your child in the temple
你要怎么做
And what do you do?
这里讲说他们就转身回耶路撒冷啊
It says here that they return to Jerusalem
好、啊，所以两件事情
And here are two things
两个方法啦，好。
There's two methods.
第一个就是你要开始转回朝向一个不同的方向啊。
First is you need to return. You need to go in a different direction.
啊，不要再花这么多时间在世界上啊。
Don't spend so much time on the world.
请多花一点时间在你的家庭，在你的孩子身上。
Spend more time on your family and on your children.
在家里不要开口闭口只会跟会买房子跟赚大钱。
And don't just all think about buying new houses.
问问你的孩子最近怎么样，学校、功课、朋友有没有什么很困难的事。
Ask your child if how they're doing in school, how their friends are, how if they have faced any difficulties.
当然我们不见得帮得上忙。
And although there are many times we cannot help,
孩子也知道我们帮不上忙。
The children understand that we cannot do much.
但是他至少知道他不是孤单的。
But they at least know that they're not alone.
他至少知道有家庭在后面支持着他。
They know at least that their family members are supporting them.
所以你第一件事就是要回转。
First thing you need to do is return.
然后付出努力开始找他。
And then put in the effort to look for them.
第二件事，你就要来到圣殿。
The second is to come to the temple.
啊，祷告求神带你孩子回头啊。
Pray and ask God to bring your children back.
啊，我曾经有一个学生啊。
And before I had a student.
啊，一个学生联会的孩子，很乖，很乖，很乖啊。
And he was a student from spiritual convocation.
啊，但是后来啊，交了坏朋友变坏啦。
And but afterwards he had some bad friends and was influenced.
也是一样啊，因为哈、哦，爸爸都在台湾上班啊。
And it was the same because his father was always in Taiwan.
啊，妈妈有时候忙自己的事情啊，也没有什么在管他。
And his mother would not have time to spend with him because
啊，总是觉得说这孩子好乖，啊，这孩子真的好乖。
And she would think he was very good, and in truth, he is.
啊，但是呢，后来到高中的时候啊
，But when he got into high school,
啊，因为哈、哦，有时候高中的孩子啊，没有，就比较需要别人的关心呢。
And high school students need the care of other people.
啊，但是家里得不到，他就找到很多的朋友。
But since he did not get it from the at home, he went looking for friends.
啊，所以后来啊，从一个很乖的孩子啊，突然变得啊，整个变了一个样子啊。
And from a very good child, he changed completely.
开口闭口就是骂脏话。
And everything he would say would have a curse word.
啊，再也不去教会啦。
And he stopped going to church.
每天晚上九点，包包拿着就出去跟他朋友彻夜不回家喝酒啊。
And every night he would leave at nine o'clock, and he would not come home.
哦，那妈妈怎么骂，怎么讲都没有用啊。
And his mother would, no matter what she said, it was useless.
但是后来妈妈没有办法啦。
But in the end, the mother had no choice.
啊，到最后只能跪下来祷告哦。
She could only kneel down and pray.
哎，但是啊，一阵子之后呢？
And after a period of time,
哎，那个孩子突然又变乖啦。
That child suddenly changed.
啊，不知道为什么这孩子突然又变乖了。
We do not know why this child suddenly changed.
啊，那个妈妈也不敢问哦，怕惹到这个孩子，难得变乖，终于变乖了，不要惹他哈、哦，就不敢问啊。
The mother was afraid to ask, for she did not was scared that she would set him off.
那怕小孩一生气啊，包包拿着又出去了。
She was afraid that if she made him angry, he would just take the bag and leave the house.
哦，就看这孩子啊，乖了半年，乖了一年啊。
And she saw that this child was good for half a year and a whole year.
啊，后来啊，那个妈妈有一天忍不住就问他了啊。
And there was one day when the mother could not stand and she asked him.
他说啊，为什么你会突然有这样的改变呢
？Why is it that you had this sudden transformation？
啊，那个孩子想一想，就跟他妈妈讲啊。
The child thought about it and she told her his mom.
他说哇，那个时候很坏，我也知道我自己很坏，我不是不知道啊。
He told his mom that at the period when I was really bad, I was aware of it.
你很生气，你常骂我，我也知道我不对啊。
You were angry and you yelled at me, and I knew I was in the wrong.
可是我就是不想改，我就是不想听你的。
But I did not want to change and did not want to listen.
那妈妈就说，那这样子改变到底为什么你会改变呢
？So the mother asked him why did he transform?
他说啊，有一天晚上我包包拿着要出去的时候，哦。
He said one night when I was taking the bag to go out.
他说啊，我看到你在客厅的角落一个人在那里祷告啊。
I saw you in the corner in the living room praying by yourself.
他说啊，我看到你哭了，我也哭了。
I saw that you cried and I also cried.
虽然那天晚上我包包拿着，我还是出去了。
Although I had taken the bag, I still left that.
但是我突然发觉外面的世界没有我想象的那么有趣。
But I realized that the world outside was not as fun as I thought.
我突然发觉我外面的朋友没有像我想象的那么在乎我。
That the friends that I had did not care for me as much as I thought.
啊，他们可能会跟我一起笑。
Even though they laugh with me.
但是没有人会跟我一起哭。
None of them will cry with me.
哦，所以因为这件事情，所以他又回来了。
Because of this one thing, he came back.
啊，所以当你的孩子今天不见了。
Today, when your child is missing.
你要怎么办
？What can you do?
你要花时间在他身上啊。
You need to spend time on them.
你要改变你人生当中的重要的顺序啊。
You need to change your priorities in life.
还要你要到神面前来祷告求神帮助啊。
You need to come before God and ask Him to help you.
使我们能够像这个女人一样啊。
So that we can be like this woman.
很清楚一眼看出这是我的孩子，这个不是我的孩子啊。
Just from one glance, she knew that it was not her child.
对她的孩子有最深刻的认识。
And she had a deep understanding of her child.
这也是神期望我们每一个人对教会的信徒、慕道者以及教会的学生有一样的有一样的在乎啊。
This is something that God hopes that we can all care for the students in church and the church members in church.
我们看回来列王记上的第三章哦。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 3.
列王记上第三章。
1 Kings chapter 3.
那我们刚谈到的是这两个来求见王的女人啊。
We talked about these two women who came to plead the king.
那我们接下来来看所罗门的判决，这个行判决的君王。
Let's look at the judgment that Solomon makes.
我们看第22节啊。
Let's look at verse 22.
22节。
22.
那妇人说，不然活孩子是我的，死孩子是你的。这妇人说，不然死孩子是你的，活孩子是我的。他们在王面前如此争论。23。
23.
王说，这妇人说，活孩子是我的，死孩子是你的。那妇人说，不然死孩子是你的，活孩子是我的。24。
24.
就吩咐说，拿刀来。人就拿刀来。25。
25.
王说，将这活孩子剖成两半，一半给那妇人，一半给这妇人哈。而在这里啊，当这件案子被放在所罗门王的面前哦。
And here, when this case is brought before King Solomon.
啊，结果所罗门下了一个很莫名其妙的判决啊。
And King Solomon made a very strange judgment.
如果今天我们在场哦。
If you were there today.
可能会指着他的鼻子大骂你这个昏君啊。
And you would point at him and say he's a bad king.
你脑袋破洞啊。
And what is wrong with your brain?
你居然这是什么判决嘛
？And what kind of judgment is this?
哇，是不知道是谁的，那剖一半就知道了嘛。一人一半刚刚好嘛。
And since we don't know who this son is, let's just split him in half.
啊，因为那个时候也没有什么 DNA 的鉴定啊。
And during that time, they had no DNA.
也当场也没有任何的证人啊。
And there is no witness.
啊，所以啊，没有任何的办法可以真正来判断说这个孩子谁到底是谁的。
There is no way to find out whose son this truly belonged to.
啊，所以啊，我想在场的很多人啊都很好奇这个素来英明的君王到底要怎么判决啊。
And I believe that many people were curious of how this righteous king will make a judgment.
啊，却没有想到这时候所罗门居然讲出这种很昏庸没有理智的话。
And no one thought that he would make this judgment of that made no sense.
他居然说啊，那这样子啊，那就切一半吧，一人一半刚刚好，大家都真公平啊。
And he says, let's divide this child, and each one will each woman have a half.
啊，所以如果你在当场，可能当场就昏过去了，这是什么国王嘛
？And if you were there, you might have fainted away.
啊，但是呢，这是所罗门王的判决。
But this is the judgment of Solomon.
这个判决有没有很严厉？
And is this judgment very severe?
非常严厉啊，把好的把它切一半嘛。
It is extremely severe, for they are splitting the child in half.
但是他的严厉的背后却隐藏了他的智慧啊。
But his severeness is hidden, hides his wisdom.
很多时候啊，我们当我们看到一件事情啊，
many times when we're looking at things,
我们就马上会跳出来，并且觉得自己就是对的。
We would make a conclusion, say we are right.
哦，所以啊，常常没有搞清楚状况，最后啊，把自己变成一个傻瓜哦。
We often do not have the whole picture, and we become the fool.
我们来看一下箴言的第十八章啊。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言第十八章。
Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言十八章的第十三节。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13.
箴言十八章。第十三节
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 13、
啊、这里讲说未曾听完先回答的便是他的愚昧和羞辱、哦啊、这里圣经教导我们、啊、
And here the Bible teaches us
说我们听到事情听到什么不要太急躁去处理、啊、
When we listen to something or when we hear something we should not be、so fast to make a conclusion
你还没有听完别人讲话就急着要讲、啊、你是个愚昧人、啊、
You have not even listenedfinish listening to what the other person has said, and if you make a conclusion, you're a fool.
啊，但是人常常都觉得说，我懂了，我知道，我会。
But many people just think that they know and they understand.
很多时候，你看哦，你看那个有时候啊，小孩子来问你问题哦。
Many times when children come and ask you a question.
啊，结果啊，哇，很，你很急啊，很急啊，马上就要回答。
And you're in a rush to answer.
啊，结果啊，那个一回答，哇，不是小孩所要的。
And when you answer, it is not what the child wanted.
啊，有一个小孩回家啊，一个小小孩回家啊。
And there's a little child when he goes home.
啊，结果他就跟他的妈妈问啊。
And he asked his mom.
他说啊，妈妈，妈妈，我是哪里来的
？And he said, Mom, where did I come from?
啊，这个妈妈心里就这样一紧。
And the mother was very nervous.
糟糕啦，这个孩子终于开始问这个问题啦。
And oh no, this child is starting to ask this question.
他已经到这个问这种生理问题的年纪了吗？
Has he come to this point where he is asking this type of question?
他妈妈就很紧张啊，到底要怎么回答呢？
And the mother was very nervous and she didn't know how to reply.
哦，要想要怎么样开始介绍生理的结构，让小孩知道他是怎么来的呢？
And how could she explain the biology of where the child had come from?
哦，所以啊，就开始想尽办法用一些比较委婉的方式来解释啊
，and she used explanations that were very vague.
听说啊，以前的人啊，都说小孩是从那什么腋下跑出来的嘛，就比较不会尴尬嘛，哈。
I believe many people long time ago would say their children came from armpits.
啊，但是啊，这个妈妈就在想，我要怎么回答，就开始讲说，你原本住在肚子里，后来越来越大，越来就开始在想这些东西啊。
And she was thinking, you originally lived in my tummy that was very big.
啊！结果、啊、那个小孩一脸很疑惑的看着妈妈。
And the child was very curious.
啊！结果、啊、他就后来说：“妈妈，妈妈，我到底是从哪里来的、啊、
？”And he asked mom, where did I come from?
隔壁的小明说他是从台北来的，那我呢
？And the people in the neighbor they told me they're from Taiwan.
那、啊、有时候啊，我们啊自己想太多啊。
And at times we think too much.
没有想清楚，没有问清楚，就赶快回答。
We don't think it through, and we just rush to answer.
那、哦、所以有时候啊，只是让自己变成一个笑话而已啊。
And at times we make a laugh, we make ourselves a laughing stock.
很多时候啊，别人在我们的耳朵旁边会讲一些事情哦。
At times people will say things near us.
啊、哦，有的人啊，哇，那个心里很火热，满腔的热血跟公义啊。
And many people are very hot-blooded and full of justice.
还没有听完就要去帮人家报仇啦。
That they have not even finished hearing what other people said and they're willing to take revenge.
啊，结果啊，跑去跟人家吵架，吵了半天才知道，原来啊，跟你讲话那个才是坏人啊。
That you go and argue with that person and you find out that person who is actually the bad person.
啊，结果啊，把自己变成一个大傻瓜哦。
And you make yourself a foolish person.
啊，所以你看啊，所罗门在这里做了一个好像很不明智的选择。
Here, King Solomon makes a decision that seems very unjust.
如果今天是我们，可能早就跳出来阻止他了吧。
If it was us, we might have just us.Stopped him.
啊，但是如果我们这时候跳出来阻止他
，But at this time, if we came out and stopped him,
我们觉得自己很对
，We feel that we're very right.
我们觉得自己最懂
，We feel that we understand.
却不知道说啊，人家后面隐藏着大智慧，只是我们看不到而已啊。
We don't even know that there's wisdom hidden behind this.
啊，很多时候啊，神在我们生命当中的计划也是这样。
Many times in our life, the plan of God is also like this.
你常会跟神抱怨，为什么我会遇到这些事情
？At times we complain to God, why is it that I face this type of situation?
好像你比神更聪明一样啊。
as if you are more wiser than God.
啊，为什么我这么倒霉？为什么会遇到坏事？为什么会出问题？
Why am I so pitiful that I face so many bad things?
啊，祷告当中跟神讲，神啊，我告诉你怎么做比较好啊。
That in your prayer you will tell God, let me tell you what you should do.
啊，有时候我们发觉说，我们对生活当中所遇到很多事情很不认同，而且非常不满。
Many times we face situations that we're not very happy or we agree with it.
却不知道说，在这种严厉的判决背后，常常是藏着神丰盛的慈爱。
But we do not know that hidden behind all of this is the love of God.
啊，却不知道在这种众多的苦难当中，是为了要造就我们拥有得救的盼望。
That among all of this difficulties, it is giving you hope for eternal life.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
如果今天你的信仰路上从来没有遇到过问题啊，
That in your faith you have never faced any difficulties.
我可以告诉你，你要得救啊，问题大了。
I can tell you that if you want to be saved, there's a big problem.
今天如果你没有遇到过考验，
If you've never faced trials.
如果你没有遇到过信仰上的挣扎，
If you've never faced difficulties in your faith.
你没有遇到过在患难当中逼你选择道路，
If you've never been in a situation where you were faced with a struggle.
我可以告诉你啊，你要得救啊，可能问题很大啊。
And let me tell you that if you want to be saved, you might have a big problem.
没有练过的金矿是不可能成为金晶的。
A gold that is not refined cannot be a good, good.
不是金晶的金矿价值不高啊。
If it is not refined, the value is not high.
哦，所以神对我们有一个更高的期望。
God has a higher expectation of
all of us. 因此他容许我们面对严厉的判决。
That he lets us face struggles.
因为他背后为我们隐藏了他丰盛的慈爱。
It is hidden by his love is hidden.
虽然你不了解。
Even though we do not understand.
但是神的智慧高过人的智慧啊。
But the wisdom of God is higher than the wisdom of man.
虽然你很痛苦。
Although you are suffering.
但是不要忘记，痛苦的背后却是神加倍的祝福啊。
Do not forget that beneath this suffering, it is full of blessing.
啊，这个妇人不了解为什么所罗门要这样子说。
This woman did not understand why Solomon would say this.
啊，但是虽然她不了解。
And even though she did not understand.
所罗门的背后却隐藏了很多智慧的奥秘啊。
It is hidden by Solomon's wisdom.
啊，所以我们今天不要太自以为是啦。
Today we should not think so much of ourselves.
以为自己最聪明。
Don't think that we're so smart.
常常觉得自己比神还聪明啊。
That we are even smarter than God.
如果是我就怎么样，我就怎么样啦。
If it was me, I would do it like this.
啊，想着自己好像比神还厉害一样啊。
And you would make yourself seem like you're better than God.
其实只是我们看不透神在背后的工作跟他的智慧啊。
It is an actual reality that we do not even see the work of God.
哦，所以啊，在哥林多前书里面啊。
In 1 Corinthians.
保罗就告诉我们啊。
Paul tells us.
保罗说，你以为你很有智慧吗？
Do you think you have a lot of wisdom?
他说啊，一个人啊，变为愚拙才能在神面前是有智慧的啊。
Only when a person is foolish can they have become wise in the eyes of God.
那有的人觉得真耶稣教会很奇怪啊。
Many people think True Jesus Church is very strange.
啊，为什么要用这样的聚会方式？
Why do they have service in this way?
为什么要用这样的祷告方式？
Why do they pray in this way?
为什么要跟人家都不一样？
Why are they so different from
other people? 害我们常常被人家排斥，被人家嘲笑。
That we often become laughing stocks to
other people. 你知道哥林多前书保罗怎么说的吗？
Do you know what 1 Corinthians says that Paul tells us?
他说，神用人以为很愚拙的方式来拯救人，这就是神的智慧啦。
God uses ways that people think are very foolish to save people.
啊，因为当他用这种你觉得很好笑、很奇怪的方法哦。
Because God uses ways that you think are very funny.
用这种很好笑的祷告方式啊。
You use this way of praying.
啊，当一个人进来看到这种方式。
When a person comes in and see the way we pray.
是两种结果啊。
There are two results.
一种啊，觉得哎呀，丢面子啊，不能接受。
And the first is that they're very ashamed and they do not accept it.
这里的人不错啦。
And this type of the people here are not bad.
啊，但是啊，这种聚会、这种祷告啊，不符合我的身份。
But this type of praying is not fit for my status.
啊，所以人以为有智慧，反而失去了得救的机会啊。
Many people, because of lack of wisdom, they lose the chance for salvation.
啊，但是一个人啊，如果来到神面前看到这样，哎，却是我愿意试试，我愿意顺服啊。
But if a person is willing to come and be humbled,
很容易就能够区分出有谦不谦卑来啦。
Then you can tell right away whether or not they're humble or not.
好，所以啊，圣经里面讲说，神用人以为愚拙的方式来救人啊。
The Bible tells us that God will use ways that people think are foolish to save.
把那些自高自大、自以为是的人全部删掉。
And to get rid of all those people who think highly of themselves.
留下那些谦卑自省来到神面前的人。
That Only the people who are humble are left.
说这就是神的智慧啦。
This is the wisdom of God.
那救谁？救那些谦卑相信的人啦。
And who does he save? He saves those people who are humble.
那曾经有一位大学教授来教会慕道啊。
And there was once a very famous college professor.
啊，那个大学教授来了以后啊，哇，说啊，你们教会什么都好啊。
And this professor said everything in your church is all good.
那就是你们的祷告实在是让人很难接受哦。
It is just that your prayer is very hard to accept.
所以他虽然来聚会来听到，但是从来不祷告。
Even though he came to church and for service every week, he'd never prayed.
他说我是读书人啊。
And he said, I'm a scholar.
我是社会上有地位，有社会地位的人啊。
I am someone who has a status in society.
哦，怎么可以跟你们一样啊，在这里这样跪，还跪下来啊，这样子讲出去听不懂的话，很奇怪啊，很丢脸啊。
How can I be like you and kneel down and speak a language that no one understands?
哦，所以慕道多年，但是从来没有体验。
And even though he came to church, he never had experience.
那到有一次灵宴会的时候啊。
But until one time during church convocation.
啊，结果啊，人家跟他讲啊，某某教授啊。
And someone said to him.
啊，说啊你来教会这么多年啊
，You have been coming to church for so many years.
啊，听道听这么久都没有体验啊
，You have listened to this sermons for so many years, but you have no experience.
从来没有跪下来祷告过啊
，You have never knelt down and prayed.
啊，要不然你这一次哦，就试试看跟我们一起祷告吧。
And、how about that you try this once?
啊，这个教授就想一想啊
，And this professor thought about.
他说好了，那就当作我被骗一次吧。
And he said, okay, it is as if I've been fooled.
哎，结果他那次就到前面来了。
And he came to the front.
那一次跪下来祷告啊，三分钟就得圣灵了。
And during that time when he prayed.Within 3 minutes, he had received the Holy Spirit.
啊，但是啊，他得圣灵的经验也跟人家不一样啊。
But his experience of receiving the Holy Spirit was different from
everybody else. 他得圣灵啊，是被左甩右甩，让左右前后这样一直甩啊。
It's as if he had been swung from left to right.
啊，但是啊，就是不会倒下去哦。
But you never fall down.
啊，所以当他祷告完以后哦。
And after his prayer.
那个头发乱得跟鸡窝一样啊。
His hair was like a chicken nest.
原本呢、啊，哇，那个都梳得这样油亮油亮啊。
And at first it was very neatly combed.
啊，结果啊，哇，头发乱成一团。鼻涕眼泪满脸啊
But after his prayer, his hair was all over the place, and he had tears and snot coming down.
啊，结果大家就觉得很好笑啊
And everybody thought it was very funny.
他说啊，那个教授啊，疯度啊，疯度啊
And they call him that he's crazy.
啊，不是，不是，要有风度哈、哦，你的那个要有 manner 哈、哦。
Oh,
啊，结果啊，那个教授说有神，有神，神在这里啊。
And this professor said there is God here.
啊，有了神啊，那个外表的那个风度就不要了。
And once there was God, his sophistication was gone.
哦，所以啊，这人有时候就是这样啊。
And many times people are like this.
啊，当人太自高，让人自高自大，他就看不到神啊。
And a person who thinks very much of themselves, they cannot see God.
哦，所以这是神用来救人的方法。
And this is the method that God uses to save.
哎，他的智慧你看得穿吗
？Can you see through His wisdom?
你仔细想啊，哇，这是何等大的智慧啊
！And you think this is a great wisdom.
借着耶稣基督来到世界，生在马槽里面。
And through Jesus Christ, who was born in a manger.
啊，那个魔鬼以为把他钉死了。就没有救恩了、啊。
And Satan believed that if he was crucified, there would be no salvation.
所以你没有发觉啊，那个魔鬼想尽办法要把耶稣弄死吗
？And have you thought about how Satan used many ways to make Jesus die?
啊，但是当时候到了、啊。
But when the time came,
耶稣一被钉死，救恩就成全了、
啊。The moment Jesus was crucified, salvation was completed.
圣经里面讲说，保罗说这就是神的智慧啊。
And the Bible says that Paul says this is the wisdom.
你可以想象当那个耶稣断气的那一刻啊。
When Jesus lost
啊、原本魔鬼很高兴说搞定、啊、
And originally Satan was very happy and he says this is completed
却没想到圣殿里面圣所至圣所的幔子裂开了
But he did not know that the veil in the temple had been split
魔鬼突然发觉说原来自己是其中最大的傻瓜
And Satan realized that he was the biggest fool
他原来发觉整件事情、啊、是神救恩的经纶
That everything was the plan of God
而自己居然愚蠢的帮忙完成了这个经纶
That he was foolish and he helped God along with his plan
这就是神的智慧了、啊、
This is the wisdom of God
用人所看不清、看不明白的人以为愚昧的方式救人啊
That he used ways that people think are very foolish to save men.
如同所罗门在这里提出一个很愚昧的方式来救这个孩子啊
Just like Solomon here, he uses a very foolish way to save this child.
你看不懂不代表他很愚蠢啊
Even though you do not understand, does not mean he is very foolish.
只能代表你不够有智慧啊
It just means that you do not have enough wisdom.
啊，所以我们今天人生啊，不要太急着做判断啊
Today in life, we should not be rushing to make decisions.
很多时候我们如果看不懂啊
Many times if we do not understand something.
圣经里面说闭口不言等着看神怎么作为啊。
And the Bible tells us we should not speak so quick, but rather look at wait for God's judgment.
人生如果今天现在患难当中啊。
Today we're faced with difficulties.
啊，闭口不言等待看神怎么样施行他的拯救啊。
We should not say anything, but just wait for his salvation.
这是所罗门的智慧。
This is the wisdom of Solomon.
也是我们今天要 耐心等候看到神的作为。
It is something that we need to have the patience for and wait and see.
我们继续往下看，好。
Let's continue to look.
我们看26节。
Let's look at verse 26.
26节，活孩子的母亲为自己的孩子心里极痛，就说：“求我主将活孩子给那妇人吧，万不可杀他。”
Verse 26, then the woman whose son was living spoke to the king.
那妇人说：“这孩子也不归我，也不归你。”把他劈了吧，哈！我们在这里继续再看回来这两个妇人啊。
And this woman said, "This son is not mine or hers. Let it be split in half."
我们发觉这两个母亲都变了。
We see that these two mothers changed.
母亲原本应该是慈爱的一个表现哦，一个慈爱的光辉哈。
A mother is full of love.
哦，但是在这里我们发觉这两个妈妈都变了。
But we see that these two mothers changed.
这两个妈妈都失去了原本母亲应有的特性。
They have lost the unique quality of a mother.
第一个妈妈
，The first mother，
她要把她的孩子送人。你有没有发现她说？他是他的孩子，这是他的孩子。
And she said, "This is her child."
他说不要了，不要了，给他了，给他了。
But she said, "I don't want to give it to her."
这个正常吗
？Is this normal?
这个不正常。
This is not normal.
但是在这个不正常当中
，But within this abnormality,
却满满的是母亲的爱啊。
This is full of a mother's love.
哦，但所以我们不要以为啊，凡事顺我们的心意才是爱的表现啊。
Don't think that as long as we follow through with our heart that this is full of love.
对这个母亲来讲
，To this mother,
违背她的本性把孩子送人，这才是她真正爱的表现。
To abandon her maternal love is also a show of love.
所以啊，爱不是一味的顺从啊。
And love is not just through doing what you want.
所以我们今天在爱我们的孩子。
Today we love our children.
如果我们是他们要什么给什么。
If we're the type who whatever they want, we give
them. 他们想怎样就怎样。
And they behave however they want.
我可以告诉你啊，你可能真的爱他，但是你爱得很没有智慧啊。
And I can tell you that even though you love them, your love is not full of wisdom.
你看这个妈妈。
Just look at this mother.
如果她选择把这个孩子留在身边。
If she had decided to keep this child to her side.
她下来坠下来可能失去了一切啊。
And in the end, she would have lost everything.
但是她宁愿牺牲自己的母性来把这个孩子给人。
But she was willing to ignore her maternal love to give this child to the other.
如同今天很多父母亲必须要压迫、压制自己的对孩子的疼爱来给他管教。
And many parents they ignore their maternal love their parents' love, so that they can teach their children.
我自己也有小孩啊。
And I also have children.
所以我很能够体谅那，很能够体会那种很想把一切都给他们的那种感觉啊。
And I can understand wanting to give everything to the children.
所以呢，有人说孩子是啊，我们的心头肉啊，真的是这个样子啊。
And children are a piece of ourselves.
你看他摔倒了。
When you see that they're
坐在地上哇哇哭啊。
They have fallen, they're crying.
那舍不得啊，第一个就是想抱起来啊，对不对？
And you are not, you just want to pick them up and hug them.
啊，但是有时候为什么父母亲不能这样做
？Why is it that sometimes parents cannot do this?
甚至很严厉的站在旁边啊，等他自己爬起来啊。
That you strictly stand there and wait for them to stand up themselves.
是因为你不爱他吗
？Is it because you don't love them?
不是，是因为你更爱他。
It is because you love them even more.
所以你希望他能够自己学习面对挑战。
That you hope that they can learn to face difficulties.
你希望他们能够面对挫折。
You hope that they can face their mistakes.
你希望他能够变成一个坚强的人。
You hope that they can become a stronger person.
所以你拒绝了自己那种想把他抱起来呵护的那种心。
And you ignore that feeling of wanting to hug them and pick them up.
因为你知道什么才是对孩子最好的。
Because you know what is best for the children.
所以在这里，你看这个妈妈愿意把自己的孩子给别人啊。
You see that this mother is willing to give her child to the other woman.
如果她真的不爱这个孩子
，If she did not love this child,
她不会为这件事情到所罗门王面前去吵架。
Then she would not have brought this argument before King Solomon.
啊，但是为什么这么爱孩子还要把他给人呢
？But why is that she loved this child so much, but she's willing to give it to the other person.
因为她知道这个是真正爱孩子的方法。
Because she knew that this is the true method of loving a child.
与其被劈成一半
，and to avoid being split in half.
那我宁愿送人，我自己痛苦就好。
And I willingly give my child to someone else, and I'll just suffer myself.
所以我们在做的当孩子的啊
，and as children,
不要今天因为被家里管教而心怀不平啊。
Don't think that just because you have been
disciplined
by your family,
我告诉你，今天如果没有人管你。
Let me tell you, if no one cares about you,
你才是可怜的。
Then you're very pitiful.
为什么？因为没有人爱你啊。
Because no one loves you.
他说，圣经里面希伯来书告诉我们啊。
And the Bible tells us in Hebrews.
他说啊，主所爱的，他必管教啊。
God will discipline those He loves.
啊，所以如果你今天被主耶稣管教了
，Today if you've been disciplined by the Lord Jesus.
啊，感谢主，感谢主，耶稣还爱我啊。
And you would thank God for God still loves you.
哎，有时候有的信徒很奇怪哦。
And many members, many church members are very odd.
啊，那有时候观念都不正确啊。
And their mindset is very strange.
哦，有时候啊，那个做一些那个明明知道不对的事情，还跑去做。
They do things that they know are wrong, and yet they still do it.
然后做得很紧张，还要看会不会被雷劈。
And after they have done it, they are very afraid to be struck by thunder.
做了坏事，出门怕被车撞。
After they've done a bad thing, they're afraid to go out, or they're afraid to be hit by a car.
把身体检查派得癌症。
Or when they go for an annual checkup, they
think they have cancer. 结果后来发觉没有啊，做坏事怎么没有报应啊？
But when they find that there's no punishment.
啊，我家里也没有烧起来，那个车子也没有被偷走，都没事啊。
And their house has not been set on fire, nor has their car been stolen.
啊，有人就这样说啊，我想神应该觉得那是 OK 的啦。
And they would think in their heart that God would think that this is okay.
哦，如果神觉得不 OK， 他会惩罚我啊。
That if God thinks this is not okay, He would punish me.
那你就错啦。
Then you are wrong.
今天如果神都不理你哈、哦、
，If God doesn't ignores you，
当你做错事都没有人管，没有人管没，当你做错事没有管教
，When you do something bad and no one disciplines you，
不代表说神容许你。
This does not mean that God approves of what you're doing.
可能是神不要你啊。
It is rather more that God does not want you.
你已经被踹到门外去了。
You have been kicked out of the
door. 你已经属于魔鬼的啦。
You already belong to Satan.
那所以自然而然神就不管你啦。
Then naturally God will not care for you.
但是我们今天如果做错事，神管教不要发怨言啊。
But today if we have done something wrong and God disciplines us, then we should not complain.
他说哪有孩子不被父母亲管教的呢
？And what there is no children out there that will not be disciplined.
神所爱的他会管教啊。
God will discipline those He loves.
啊，所以我们被管教要回头。
And once we have been disciplined, we need to return back.
因为那代表神还爱我们啊。
Because this still means that God loves us.
如同这个母亲一样啊。
Just like this mother here.
她做出了一个很伤自己的、很让自己伤心的选择。
She made a decision that hurt herself.
啊，但是却是为了孩子更好啊。
But it is for the sake of a betterment for the child.
啊，但是另外这个妈妈也做了一个很奇怪、很违背母性的事情啊。
But this other mother also turned against her maternal instinct.
你看这第二个妈妈哦。
The second mother.
她说。这孩子也不归我
，Let him be neither mine，
也不归你
，nor yours，
把他劈了吧
，but divide him。
一个人怎么可以讲出这么残酷又无情的话呢
？How can a mother say such a serious thing？
这个妈妈她本身应该不是杀人狂啊。
And this mother is not in the group with the murders.
也不是神经病啊。
Nor is she insane.
但是在这个时候，她怎么会说出这么冷酷无情又？冷酷无情的话来呢
？And how can she say such a cold thing to the child？
你看到、哦、她是真的要这个孩子吗
？Does she really want this child？
她不是哦。
It's not true。
如果今天她是真的要这个孩子
，If she truly wanted this child，
你不要最好，那我带走啦。
Then if you don't want it, I'll just take him。
可是你看这个妈妈，她变得如此的冷血啊
！But you see that she's becoming cold-blooded。
从一个温柔的母亲变成一个残酷的杀人犯啊
！From a loving mother, she has become a cold-blooded person.
这个孩子，你不是你的，也不是我的，劈成一半算了。
Let him neither be yours or mine, but divide him.
为什么会变成这样
？Why does she transform into this?
一个人怎么会变这么多
？How can a person change so much?
因为嫉妒的关系呀、
啊。It is because of jealousy.
因为让他发现自己的孩子死掉了。
Once she had found out that her child has is dead.
为什么死的是我的？为什么死的不是你的
？Why is it that mine is dead and yours not？
所以她那时候心里就不平衡了。
And her heart was uneven.
看不得别人有，她没有啊。
She just could not take it that someone else had that.
所以她就要把对方有的拿过来。
So she took what someone else had.
啊，如果我最后我也得不到。
And since I cannot get it in the end,
那就把那个孩子杀死。大家，你没有，我也没有。
Then neither of us can have it.
这种是最可怕的人啊
This is the most scariest type of
people. 所以啊，我们今天嫉妒可以毁掉一个人啊
And a person's jealousy can destroy them.
我们看到说这个妈妈为什么会这个妈妈原本应该不是这个样子的
And I believe that this mother originally was not like this.
却为什么变成一个好像完全不同的一个人呢
And yet she was transformed into someone that no one knew.
如此的残忍
And she is very cruel.
如此的冷酷对一个婴孩把他劈了吧
And she is very cold-blooded to this child to let an infant be divided in half.
因为她心中对对方充满了怨恨
Because in her heart she is filled with hate.
但是她的怨恨是怎么来的
But where does her hate come from?
比较跟嫉妒来的
It comes from jealousy.
你有我没有。
You have it, but I don't.
我得不到就毁掉，大家都不要有。
And if I don't have it, then let's all destroy and no one.
所以他才会说出这种没有人性的话来啊。
Then she is able to say this inhumane thing.
他原本不是这样的人。
She is not originally like this.
但是他最后变成这样。
But she in the end turned out to be like this.
所以我们今天如果很喜欢比较。
Today we like to compare.
很会嫉妒别人。
If we're very jealous of other
people. 看到别人做得好，你就不高兴。
You see other people do well and you're not happy.
看到别人得恩典，你心里就不爽快。
You see other people receive blessing, you're not happy.
你小心啊，你最后就像这个妈妈一样变成另外一个人啊。
You need to be careful for if you will become just like this mother and turn into a different person.
而今天有些信徒在带慕道者来教会啊。
And many, members would bring a true seeker.
那有的时候慕道者得恩典啊，这是好事啊。
And at times the true seekers would receive blessing, this is a good thing.
但是带他来的人啊，可能心里就不高兴啦。
But the person who brought them, they would not be happy.
啊，我来信耶稣这么久，都没有这么多恩典。
I have believed in Jesus for so long, and yet I have not even received this
many blessings. 凭什么你一来啊，神就对你这么好？
Why is it that you suddenly come and God is so good to you?
天道不公啊，下次不带你来教会了。
And there's no justice, and so next time I will not bring you to church anymore.
他说啊，圣经里面啊，主耶稣问过一句话啊。
And the Bible says Jesus has asked a question.
他说，我把我的恩典给别人，你眼红了吗？
And I have given my blessing to other people. Are your eyes red?
眼红常常是我们今天人的通病啊。
And to have red eyes is a natural, is something that we all have.
看不得别人好。
We see that other people have something that we don't.
哦，所以啊，我们今天啊，所以我们今天要以这个妇人做我们的借镜啊。
And we need to use this woman as an example.
不要有嫉妒，不要有比较啊。
We should not be comparing with other people nor have jealousy.
啊，不然我们可能会变成另外一种人啊。
Or we will change into a totally new person.
哦，所以啊，在这里告诉我们说啊，谨慎啊。
Here it tells us we need to be alert.
哦，在这种有。尤其是在这种尤其是在教会里面，在圣公的场所、
哦、Especially within church and when we're doing holy work.
最怕的就是有这种眼红跟嫉妒出现啊。
And the most scariest is to have red eyes and this jealousy.
啊，像我们每过两年就会选一次负责人啊。
And every 2 years we would select council members.
啊，如果这一次你做负责人。
If this time you're a council member,
下一次你没有被选上
and the next time you were not chosen,
啊，请问你会有什么样的态度？
How would you feel?
啊，通常啊。没有被选上，感谢主啊，可以休息一下啊、哦。
And often, most of the time, many people would think, I have not been chosen, so I can rest.
啊，但是如果我们有错误的心态啊、哦。
But if we have the wrong mindset.
好好好，你们这次没有选我哈、哦。
And you have not chosen me this time.
我就让你们看一看，没有我做负责人，你会搞成什么样子
？I will just let you see what you will do without me.
哦，所以不但不帮忙
，Not only do you not help.
有时候还喜欢扯后腿。
That you would make things worse.
啊，在后面讲一些有的没有的。
And you would say useless things.
啊，就是很希望对方最好搞砸，才让你们。才能够凸显我以前做的多好。
You will hope that there will be trouble so that they will remember how good it was in the past.
这种心态跟这个妇人没有两样啊。
This type of attitude is no different from here in this with this woman.
别人得恩典看得心里不舒服。
And other people receive blessing and you're uncomfortable with it.
别人做得好，眼睛就红啊。
Other people do it better and your eyes are red.
恨不得把孩子劈成两半，你没有，我也没有，最好大家都做不了。
To the point where you're willing to split the child and no one can have it.
你就变成这个女人啊
You have become this woman.
好，所以我们今天真的要特别的谨慎。
And today we need to be especially alert.
不要被嫉妒给抓住，蒙蔽我们的眼睛啊
We should not be fall into this trap of jealousy.
我们最后来看列王志上的第三章哦。
Lastly, let's look at 1 Kings chapter 3.
27节。
Verse 27.
列王志上的第三章27节。
1 Kings chapter 3, verse 27.
王说将活孩子给这妇人万不可杀他这妇人实在是他的母亲28节
28.
以色列人听见王这样判断就敬畏他因为见他心里有神的智慧能以断案而到最后呢所罗门下了一个判决啦
In the end, Solomon made a judgment.
他说、啊、那个舍不得孩子要把孩子给人的那个才是真的妈妈
That the mother who is willing to give her child away is a true mother.
所以28节说、啊、当众人听到这样的判决、啊、
In verse 28 it says when everybody heard of this judgment
他们就敬畏所罗门、啊、
That they had a fear, they feared the king.
一个人要怎么样得到别人的敬畏
How can you have the fear of everybody?
我们是不是很喜欢别人尊重我们
We hope that people can respect us.
我们希望别人、啊、尊重我们、啊、我们希望别人 敬重我们啊，能够听我们的话啊。
We hope that people can fear and honor us.
我们希望我们讲的话对别人是有帮助的。
We hope that the words that we say can edify other people.
啊，但是要怎么做呢
？But how do we go about?
人都喜欢被尊重。
Everybody wants to be respected.
但是很多人很努力却得不到任何人的尊重。
But people work so hard and yet they don't receive respect.
为什么？因为缺乏智慧。
Because they lack wisdom.
请记住，叫嚣哦，不会得到任何人的尊重啊。就是用骂的啊，用吵的啊。
Don't think that when you yell at people, this is a form of wisdom.
声音大不代表你是对的啊。
Just because you have a loud voice does not mean you're right.
别人不回应你，不代表他尊重你。
When people don't answer you, does not mean that when people answer you, does not mean that they respect you.
他可能只是懒得理你而已啊。
They could just be that they're ignoring you.
黄淑慧啊，今天我们想要用这种用吵的、用闹的、用骂的方式来得到别人的尊重是不可能的。
When you use methods of yelling at people, throwing tantrums, to gain respect.
你用吵的、用闹的、用骂的，要得到孩子的敬畏也是不可能的。
When you use yelling methods to gain respect from your children, it will not work.
啊，他可能会怕你。
They will fear you.
啊，他可能会讨厌你。
And they may not like you.
啊，但是他不会尊重你啊。
But they will not respect you.
好，所以要怎么样得到尊重？
How do you gain respect?
在这里，所罗门给我们一个榜样啊。
Here, King Solomon gives us an example.
说，当你能够说出智慧的言语
，Once you are able to speak a language of wisdom,
能够做下智慧的判断
，That you make a judgment with wisdom,
你不用说别人，自然会尊重你啦。
You don't need to think about it for people naturally respect you.
那这是所罗门得尊重的方法。
This is how Solomon gained respect.
也是我们今天想要得到孩子。家人身旁的人尊重的方法。
This is the method that we need to use to gain the respect from our children and the people around us.
啊，希望我们都能做一个成熟的基督徒啊。
We hope that we can be a mature Christian.
啊，如同在这里所说啊，心中有神的智慧啊。
That it has the wisdom of God.
啊，使我们的周遭的人能够因为我们得到益处。
That because of us, the people around us can receive edification.
啊，使我们讲出来的智慧的言语可以给别人带来真正的帮助。
That the words of wisdom we speak can truly help people around us.
你不需要表现得很强势，好像你很厉害。
You don't need to be so strong.
啊，你不用叫嚣，好像你才是老大。
You don't need to be so loud and think you're the leader.
你自然而然会得到孩子、家人以及你身旁所有人的尊重。
You will naturally receive the respect from the people around you.
如同以色列人敬畏所罗门一样。
Just like the people here, the Israelites respect King Solomon.
我们一起来唱诗哦。
Let's all rise up and sing.
唱诗219首。
Let's sing him 219. And now we're going to make a concluding prayer.
好，我们求主耶稣赐给我们一个智慧的人生哦。
And we ask God to give us a life of wisdom.
啊，使我们能够有智慧处理事情。
That we can have wisdom to make our decisions.
啊，使我们有勇气面对挑战。
So that we can have courage to face our battles.
啊，更有能力解决争端哦。
And to have strength to face our difficulties.
但是讲到最后，这都需要神从上头来所赐的智慧。
But in the end, we need the wisdom from above.
哦，所以在雅各书第一章里面说啊，没有智慧的没有关系啊。
And in James, it tells us that if we don't have wisdom, it is okay.
因为我们可以向上头来求啊。
For we can plead from above.
他说啊，你向上面，你向神来求啊，神不会斥责人啊。
If you pray for wisdom, God will not reject them.
啊，所以你也不要害怕哦。
So we should not be afraid.
啊，没有智慧可以向神求智慧。
If we don't have wisdom, we can ask God for wisdom.
啊，使我们能够用智慧来照管神的家。
That we can use this wisdom to take care of the house of God.
能够用智慧来引领我们的家人。
That we can use this wisdom to guide our family.
啊，使来。用智慧引导我们的人生
，that we can use this wisdom to guide our life，
啊，使我们能够活出一个成功的人生
，so that we can live a victorious life。
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray。